Ukrainian News Outlook. The headlines for the week ending April 22nd. Pledges to Chernobyl shelter fall short. GDP up by 5%. Smoking decreases. An unemployment rate increased by more than 13%. I'm Keith Parron. 740 million euros is needed to construct a new shelter over the fourth reactor at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, which exploded 25 years ago. However, only 550 million euros in pledges fell short of the figure needed at a conference held in Kiev on April 19th. Chris Mullins has the details.
A donors' conference looking to raise 740 million euros to construct a long-term shell to cover the Chernobyl nuclear reactor has fallen short of its target. Around 550 million euros have been raised at the conference in Kiev, but officials are confident that money will be found to make the site environmentally secure. Japan had been a top donor in the past, but announced that following its problems at home after the earthquake tsunami and the subsequent difficulties at the Fukushima nuclear plant, they would not be pledging money. Ireland, Spain and Canada cited economic hard times as a reason not to give. Delegates will spend the early part of the morning visiting the Chernobyl Museum. To this day, a 30-kilometre exclusion zone exists around the Ukraine plant, the site of the world's worst nuclear accident in 1986.
Ukraine's GDP fell by more than 5% in the first quarter of 2011 compared with the same period last year. Real GDP in Ukraine increased by 4.2% in 2010, said the State Statistics Service. In the fourth quarter of 2010, the pace of GDP slowed to 3% from 3.5% in the third quarter and 6% in the second quarter. The Ukrainian government predicts that real GDP will grow by 4.5% in 2011. Ukraine is one of the worst European countries for smoking-related diseases, with many kids taking on smoking as a fashion statement. Yet there is recently a positive trend. The number of smokers in the country is gradually falling. Stephen Culp has this report from Kiev.
Ukraine has one of the highest numbers of smokers in Europe, with most people starting by the age of 12. Doctors say smoking-related diseases kill around 100,000 people each year. But according to the Ministry of Health, the number of smokers in Ukraine has decreased by 5% in the last year compared with the previous year. The main reasons may be the increase in excise taxes and the prices of tobacco products, the restriction on public smoking, and the prohibition of direct advertising. But the battle against smoking has not stopped. There are hopes of achieving a total ban on cigarette advertising, particularly on the internet, points of sale, and in places of public catering like restaurants and bars. In Kiev, smoking is banned in playgrounds, parks, bus stops, and other public places. Anyone caught smoking in public places can be fined up to 340 hryvnia, or around $43. However, not many follow the rules. The Interior Ministry says violators have paid smoking fines totaling around 1 million hryvnia, more than $125,000, in the run-up to last year. Smoker Alexander Semikov supports the smoking ban in public places.
In principle, the full smoking ban is certainly the best. There will be fewer people smoking. The nation will be healthier. In that environment, I would quit smoking, because I would want to quit.
At the same time, smokers themselves have many suggestions on how to reduce the country's smoking rates.
If cigarettes were 30 Russian rubles per pack instead of 20 rubles, then people will smoke less.
Make it so it's unfashionable, because a high percentage of smokers start smoking by saying it's fashionable, and then the kids just can't refuse smoking.
Recently, Ukraine's cabinet of ministers approved a list of images for cigarette packs warning of the dangers of smoking. The new icons can be seen on cigarette packaging in the second half of the next year.
And that report comes to us from Stephen Culp. Unemployment in Ukraine increased by more than 13% over January 1st through March 1st this year, said the Ukrainian League of Industrialists and Entrepreneurs. In particular, this happened due to worsening of work conditions for the self-employed due to the adoption of some provisions of the new tax code. Part 3 of the tax code on companies' profit taxation was introduced, which puts a ban on considering the purchase of goods from single taxpayers as gross expenses instead of being subject to profit tax. The new tax code came into effect January 1st this year. And that was a look at some of the headlines in Ukraine for the week ending April 22nd. I'm Keith Parent.